News RELEASEKELLY Young Kelly Young, the author of the popular travel writer Cozy Mystery series, is releasing the fifth book of the series, titled Streets Alive on Overdrive, on Saturday. The new book contains the same mix of humor and mystery the series has become known for, this time set in the city of Orillia. "I've always wanted to set a book in Orillia," Young said recently. "It's such a beautiful city, with a vibrant downtown that showcases its artists every summer through Streets Alive Productions. This is the first time the setting of a book has moved from the Bruce County area predominant thus far in the series. Previous books have been set in Concardon, Port Elgin, Vulcan, moved from Alberta for the story, and Tobermory. The book follows the main character, photojournalist Casey Robertson, along with her friends Myrna Holmberg and Eileen Anderson, as they descend on Orillia for a week. The story, both in its traveling klutz introduction to each chapter that represents the article the main character is writing, and the main storyline, features actual Orillia locations visited by the characters. The cover of the book is of a photo of one of the maple leaf sculptures installed by Orillia's Streets Alive Productions during Canada's 150th anniversary in 2017. "I take all of the photos used for the covers in this series," Young said. The work of local artists is proudly displayed on Streets Alive maple leaves in front of the Opera House. Tyler Evans, Orillia Matters file photo. The particular maple leaf on the cover is the work of Orillia native Evan Cook, and it was sponsored by Antiques on 11, which retains ownership of the sculpture. "I am hoping that this book shows how much I enjoy visiting the city every year," Young concluded. As for what's next for her, Young said she plans to start work on a short story from the world of the haunted and harassed paranormal Cozy Mystery series, as well as the third book in that series. She has also been making plans for a crossover between that series and the Travel Writer series, to be set in the town of Tilbury. "I feel that we need at least one other book in the paranormal series before the crossover, so that readers can truly get to know and enjoy those characters," she said. "Then we can have the two groups meet up and see what kind of mayhem ensues." Young has completed research trips to other Ontario locations for the main and spin-off Travel Writer Day Trip series, including to Huntsville, Welland, and Pelee Island, and has both long and short stories set in each location solidifying within her mind. "There are always at least five storylines or more fighting for dominance in my head at any time," she joked. She will be taking part in the Port Burwell Writers Festival on the May long weekend, which will see a gathering of authors from that area interacting with residents and visitors alike. Young's travel writer books will be available at Manticore Books in Orillia, and are currently available at Turns and Tales in Chatham, and at the Bruce County Public Library. She reminds readers that they can request her books at any library in the country if they are interested. A member of Crime Writers of Canada and Sisters in Crime, Young has also written the mystery thriller Flurry's Ending, the thriller The 6000, and more. With the addition of this new book, Young will have a total of 18 books published, all of which are available at Amazon, as she self-publishes through Kindle Direct Publishing, and at the Chatham-Kent Library. You can find them at her author page at https://www.amazon.ca/kelly-young/e/b00927wck8/, where you can get the books in ebook, paperback, or hardcover formats. She can be reached by email at kyung.author@gmail.com, or through her website at https://kyung18.wixsite.com/kelly-young-author.